Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is July 11th, year 2010, and it's the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Today's sermon, we're going to talk about the new website that I just posted up before. It has a new format. The main purpose is that we also now made the website available on hard drive. And the reason we made it available on hard drive is we're preparing for the future when we're going to be banned from the internet. Or right now already, they have the legal precedent to ban us under the hate crime laws. I should really technically be banned according to their laws, because I'm speaking out violence against people and telling that I want to kill certain people, which I certainly do, and I want to lop off their heads, which I certainly do. Real obstinate evildoers, not everybody, but the ones at the top ranks that are really bad and evil, other people we just want to punish and hope that they'll convert. We do love all people, but the ones that are really bad, sorry, they need to be killed. Obstinate homosexuals that boast about this sin in public, they deserve to be killed. Obstinate feminists, after they're warned, if they don't repent, they deserve to be killed. The leaders in the Zionist movement deserve to be killed if they don't repent and convert. So I've already said this many times, but the most evil people that I always talk about deserving to be killed are fallen away Catholics who call themselves Catholic, like Father Harrison, like Bishop Fillet in the SSP-10, the head of the SSP-10, the Rat Man. These are the worst evildoers who really deserve to get the kibosh. And also you're going to get me on anti-Semitism. I'm talking against the Jews and apostate Israel. So I'm planning for the day when the website's going to be banned. My website's going to be banned. God's been inspiring me to do this for a while, and I've been working on and coming up with several designs on it. Technically, my website's going to be available, and the best way to keep it is on an external hard drive, because you're going to need a lot of space on it. You'll be able to access my website offline on a hard drive, and everything you see right now on my website is on that hard drive. All the videos, all the audios, you're not going to know any difference whether you're on the website or not. Every document, every book, everything is on that external hard drive. You can carry it around with you and plug it into any computer, and you can access the whole website offline. The videos that we got on there, the conspiratorial videos that we have on there, the audios, the documents, all of that now can be viewed on one, and they're very small now, these external hard drives. They make them very small. Now, unless somebody has a really big internal hard drive, they can store it there if they want. But we recommend a 1 terabyte hard drive for future additions to it. Right now, I don't know how much space it's already taken up. But with 1 terabyte hard drive, you'll have sufficient room for even future additions. So the thing I did is when I set up this new format, which people can't see what's going on in the background on the website, I set it up in a special way so that we can do this external hard drive setup and we can do updates to it. And so right now it's readily available. I got all the rules on there. If people want to send us an external hard drive, we can copy the whole website onto it, or we can buy it one for them, copy it, and send it to them. We charge $125 to copy it onto their hard drive, but if they're poor and they don't have a lot of money, whatever they can afford. And if they can't afford it at all, we'll give it to them for free. So we were preparing for that day, but also the website itself has a better format. It's more uniform in all its menus. All the documents are in PDF format, which is easier to read. It's very good on their search, powerful search engines, and they have a very good table of contents on the side. So it's much more superior to the HTML links I had before. And it's easy to print too. All you gotta do is hit a button, you can print both sides, and you can also, it's easy to save. So there's a lot of features. The topic index has been redone. The audio sermon, because they have so many of them now lined up in a short table of contents, you can click to it right away. So this is a major move and moving forward towards purifying and perfecting the website that God has given me, and which the only place where you can get the full deposit and the only deposit of the Catholic faith. Everywhere else is full of at least one or more heresies or apostasies. Trust no one else. I'm telling you that the faith is found in one place, not in two or three. There's only one church, and there's only one place God is determined to restore church, and that's with me. It's with my St. John the Baptist website, and it's with us here in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. You want to go to these other websites and get confounded? Go ahead. You can do whatever you want. You have a free will. And I also set it up on my website. I don't want to have multiple documents of the same thing. For instance, when you're looking at the audio sermon, RJMI audio sermon menu page, I have that page in a web page layout, but I also set it up so that if you view it in Word 2000 or a Word document in page layout, it's set up as a perfect catalog. It has the pages arranged the proper way. All you have to do is save that RJMI sermon page, view it in Word 2000, look at it, page layout. It's got all the parameters set up. It's all ready to go as a catalog. So if somebody says, I want a catalog on all your sermons, we hit the button, print it out. It's all one file. I don't have to have one file for the catalog, one file for the web page. The reason you want to avoid that is because you have to make two corrections or two updates. Every time you add something new, you got to add it here, you got to add it there. You did a spelling mistake, you got to check it here, you got to check it there. Everything on my website is set up so one document formatting. The only thing that's different I did now is that because everything's in PDF format, I have all the master documents on my Word 2000, and then I convert them into PDF. So there's the underground features that are behind anything that you cannot see is that each one of these particular menus is laid out so you can print a catalog out off of it. The catalog has been redone, much more better organized. The codes are better organized and done. I'm preparing for barcoding systems in the future. It's already set up for that. When God starts doing miracles and converting people, we're going to do this. So the big thing we're talking about here is the ability to have this website on an external hard drive that you can carry around wherever you want, plug it into any computer and access the whole website, view all the videos. You don't need to be online. This is for the day when they're going to ban me from the website, at least temporarily. Now, the reason I say temporarily is because ultimately we're going to get back on the website, and I believe we're even going to have a TV station. I believe we're going to have one TV station, we're going to have one website, because we're going to face down the Antichrist and threaten him with punishments that if he doesn't give us at least one website worldwide or one TV station, God's going to strike them. Something similar to this. If you don't give me my website, God's going to kill 10,000 people in Tel Aviv tomorrow. Boom! They drop dead. Give me the site. It's going to be similar to that. I want it, or I'm going to knock out another 10,000. Or I'm going to hit the Antichrist, God's going to hit him with a plague of boils or something. He's going to do it. That's how we're going to get it. The reason I know we're going to be back on the website, and we're going to probably have a TV station, because it's dogma, because everybody in the world knows about us. Because they all hate us. You would think that's good, right? Hey, the whole world knows about us. They're going to convert and love God because if they know about us. Well, I like it. It is good, though. Because even if we convert 1% or even one person in the whole world, somebody in Africa, praise God and His great goodness. But it says the whole world is going to know about us and they're going to hate us. How can that happen if we don't eventually get re-access to a website and a TV station? And I believe the Chinese and the Russian are going to be instrumental in that. God's going to convert their hearts, at least like He did with Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, to favor us, and they're going to be helping us. I see that happening, the Chinese and the Russian helping us. I'm not saying they're all going to convert, but you're all going to get quite a few conversions, I think, from them, and they're going to favor us. Eventually, not in the beginning. In the beginning, they're going to come in here working for the Antichrist to take over the United States, but they're not going to go along with the whole gang. I mentioned that in my sermons. There's three kings that initially are serving the Antichrist. They're going to break away from them because they're not going to go along with the whole program. But it's in the future, we will then have an access to a website and probably even a TV station. Just one, that's all we need because there's only one church. We don't need one website, one TV station. We're going to broadcast doctrinal things. We're going to broadcast good movies. And the website itself is going to be back on. But there is, I believe, going to be a period of time when we're not going to be available. They're going to knock down anybody who talks against the Holocaust, anybody who talks against Zionism in any way. It's not just me who's going to be banned. A lot of things are going to be banned. And I told you, all the people out there right now that are good, that may be of goodwill, that are fighting against the Zionists, exposing the Holocaust, unless you come into the whole truth, which is the total teachings of the Catholic Church like I'm teaching, not only are you going to be banned, if you die tomorrow you're going to go to hell, you're not going to have the weapons you need to fight against the Antichrist. My website is going to represent any of those teachings they came up with that are good, and God's going to protect it, but He's going to protect no one else. No one else. Ultimately, you're going to see that's the way it's going to come down. But right now, in a period of time when they may even lock me up in prison for a while, I'm prepared for any of that. Praise God when that happens. I get to witness to the judges and to the prison guards and to the prisoners. I get to witness to them and do my work in jail. Who cares? It's God's will. All right? That's what we did. It was a very big 2 weeks. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the background of that website that you can't see as far as formattings and being able to print out catalogs and also making it available for hard drive acquisition. Right now, at this very moment, you can do it. If you want to purchase your own external hard drive, mail it to us and we'll copy the website and send it back to you. Or you can tell us, can you get us the best price on a 1 terabyte hard drive? Buy it for us. We'll charge you whatever the cost is for the terabyte plus shippings. And we'll copy our website onto it and we'll send it to you. For $125 if you have the money, if not, whatever you can afford. If you're poor, we'll give it to you for free. Now, that's it. That's there. All right? You're being told what you need to save your soul. You're being warned. Why is God doing all this stuff? Because in the end, all the work that's on my website, nobody can say they weren't warned. If there's anybody of goodwill out there, God is going to lead him to the website or lead him to us. We hand out a lot of cards in New Mexico. But I believe that God is really going to start the major conversions like he did when Jesus came locally within Israel itself. You know, Jesus only traveled about 75 miles in his whole preaching career from Galilee to Jerusalem to Judea. And that's only about 75 miles. Right now, if we just stayed in New Mexico and started converting people from here, and then it spreads out from here. But it's going to go out through the world, too. Eventually, we will be back on a website. We will have a website, and eventually, again, we may even get a TV station. You know, stuff like that's going to happen. You know, by the protection and by the power of the Catholic God. Are they going to try to wipe us out with nuclear bombs, miniature bombs? Sure they are. I don't care. You can send the whole armies of the world against us that don't compare to one good angel in heaven defending us. You lose hands down. You want to shoot bombs at us? My guardian angel of this property here at Mirzuta Ranch is going to turn that bomb around and it's going to hit you right back in the head, right in between the eyes, and blow you up, and maybe even the guy who ordered it to. Alright? So, anyway, that's the... This is going to be posted up to let people know what's going on with that website. We eventually are going to have movies on there, all good movies, censored eventually in the future. We're going to have that, and music and hymns. So the website's going to have all good Catholic recreational things, even secular recreational things, along with the first and most important thing is the Catholic faith. And so you have everything there on one handy external hard drive. And if you have a big enough internal hard drive, you can copy it onto that. All right, so this is my sermon warning people what they need to do. Because this period of time when the site goes down and everything, who knows, you people are going to be without the truth anywhere. But I warned you now on what you need to get it. If you're not listening to me now, or you weren't listening to me, then you ain't going to hear it. So tough, that's your problem. I'm telling it for the people who may be of goodwill out there, who are of goodwill, who will listen to what I'm saying, and will order this thing and get it before it's too late. Because then we will send you updates too. Through the mail, because you're going to still have access through the mail a little bit easier than you're going to have internet access. So I'm going to be sending updates through the mail, and you're going to get all the stuff that you need, and we're going to keep you updated on what you need to do, how to avoid all these calamities that are coming up, and where you need to be. All right, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.